Well, now looking at the new farm bill for this year, now maybe this is one of the small silver linings of the COVID-19 and the crash in prices, but it looks like farmers, if they signed up for PLC on the corn and Arc County in the beans, which from what I understand, the majority of the farmers did, long about the middle of October, they may be getting a payment because we only have, what, a couple, 3 weeks left of this marketing year.
Yeah, you know, we're down to the last month, and, you know, the last week, the World Supply and Demand Report came out with a estimated 360 corn price and 855 soybean price, and at that those prices, there would be a PLC payment for corn of 10 cents a bushel, and again, that gets paid on 85% of the base acres and paid off the farm program yields, not county average yields. So basically, if you have 165 bushel per acre program yield, which probably 160 to 170 is pretty common a lot of places in southern Minnesota, you're talking about $14 per base acre. So probably somewhere in that, $13 to $15 per base acre is going to catch a lot of southern Minnesota corn payments. And again, that number could vary. If it goes up or down a couple cents, could vary at a dollar an acre or something. But basically, right in that range is going to catch probably that PLC payment. Now, we did, when you get over basically from our area into southwest Minnesota, quite a few counties farmers went into the Arc County program yet for corn. That's because they had such poor yields last year. And some of those areas, they're looking at more in the $60 to $65 per acre payment range because of the prices where they're at and the yields they had. Soybeans, there will not be a PLC payment. We're at $8.55, and we got to be below $8.40. But again, because the yields were down in so many counties, nearly every county across southern Minnesota will probably get an Arc County payment. Now, it varies. The amount that potentially they get varies. You get some of the counties, again, over in south central and southwest Minnesota are looking at $40 per acre or more because they have really low yields. You get a little more over into some other areas. It's in the $20 to $40 range. And then mainly further north, you get into some counties, a few in southeast Minnesota, that will have less than $20 an acre. And again, the big wild card with the Arc County payments, besides that price could vary a few cents, but USDA still hasn't released the final RMA county average yields. We're basing these estimates off of the National Ag Statistics yields, and starting with 2019, all payments are based off the RMA crop insurance average yield. So it's possible those county yields could vary a bushel or two higher or lower. And with soybeans, that can make quite a difference. Just one or two bushels higher or lower can really change what those payment levels will be. So it's a little premature to get too fine-tuned, especially on the soybean payments in our county, because they could vary, you know, as much as $5 an acre or more by the time we're done.
I guess we can't put it in the cash flow yet, but it sounds like it'll be something for a lot of farmers.
Well, I think you can come pretty close, because if you're, if you're kind of in that $30-$40 an acre range for our county, you're not going to drop down to zero. You might drop from 40 to 35 or 30 to 25 or something, but you might increase too. So it's kind of one of those wild cards. And the corn one, I don't think is going to vary a lot. I mean, like I said, once you get out to pass into the final month, again, you have 12 months, and then it's also based on the bushels sold in each month. So you don't get a lot of variation once you get out toward the end. And so for it to vary more than a couple, 3 cents would be highly unlikely. And even though the market price has come up a little here at the end, again, the volume of bushels sold in August normally wouldn't be that high. You know, I don't know if there's a lot left, but, you know, you take soybeans, I don't think there's a lot of old crop soybeans still left to go to market. And even corn, I think a lot of a lot of corn went to market earlier this summer when we had that little price rally in late June and early July.
The other thing that might help, too, is a WIP Plus program. Generally speaking, if you had a crop insurance payment in crop year 18 or 19, you might get some more help under the WIP Plus program.
Yeah, that's possible, too. You know, again, the best thing you can do there, that make that application through your FSA office. And in most cases, your crop insurance person, agent, can help you with that, because you do have to have the yields as they were reported through crop insurance, and you also need to include your crop insurance indemnity payment that you got. But certainly worth checking into. It's one of those years with the tight finances that any extra dollars you can generate are helpful. Now, the other thing for some farmers that did get the CFAP, or Coronavirus Food Assistance Program payments, they were paid 80% up front, and it sounds like another 20% payment will be coming here and later in August or early September, so that final payment. And then, depending if Congress passes another assistance bill there potentially could be some help in there for farm operators as well. So there's still some potential there to get some income from some of these sources.
Hey, Gannless, Kent TC from Lake Crystal.